You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is another day. This is another time, another opportunity that God has made it possible for us to come into your home, come into your cars, come into the way by Cypress audience. God made it possible for me to come for to you 1 hour through the radio stations. Come on here, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. You don't want to miss this broadcast. I want you to know God is still on the throne. You don't want to miss this. I want you to know God wants you to have. God wants you to know that you're the head and not the tail. I want you to know God is still in the healing business. God is still in this saving business. He's still who he say he is. And I want you to know there's no shortage in God. My friend, hold your head up high. My friend, know this, that if God be for you, who can be against you? I want you to know you can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This is your radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like, no matter what enemies trying to say. I want you to know it's no time to look crazy. It's no time to give up now. It's no time to start walking in another area of your life, but continue to walk in God and watch God continue to bless you. Bless you. Listen, we want to give honor, amen, to those of you that's listening this morning. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. Thank God for her. We want to honor our church mothers. Amen. And to all the saints of God, to all the people of God that makes up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Come on, let's go into a word of prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us to come together by the way of the airways, Father, and by the way of Cypress audience, Father. We thank you today, God, that we have the victory. We thank you today, God, that we're ahead and not the tail. We thank you today, God, that we're above and not beneath, Father. We thank you today, God, that we're lending not the borrowers, Father. Father, we thank you today, Lord, that we have health, wealth in our lives, God, because you're on the throne, Father, and we thank you today. We pray for the sick and the shut-in right now. We pray for those that are incarcerated. We pray for those right now, Father God, that you will continue to touch them, Father. Bring them out, bring them through, bring them over, and bring them across. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Again, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to give honor to you this morning, those of you that's tuning in. Amen. By the way of Cypress audience and by the way of the radio, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for stopping in and joining me this morning. 1 hour, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Praise ye the Lord. I want you to know God is still good. Amen. We do give God the praise. We do give him the glory. We do give him the honor for what he is, who he is, and what he is doing in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Even though it don't look good, but I want you to know it's good. Even though it don't feel good, but I want you to know it's good. Praise God. God is who he say he is. God is going to work things out. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't give out. Praise God. All you got to do is continue to praise him. Amen. I just want to deal with praises today. Amen. I woke up with it on my heart. Amen. I went laid down with praises on my heart last night and woke up this morning with praises on my heart. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. We want you to know, listen up. Those of you have not got a chance to get to the revival, I'm telling you, it started Monday night. Praise God. God the ninth. Oh my God, it started Monday night. It's continued. The duration is on tonight. The climax is tonight. I'm so glad you asked me where it was at. Hallelujah. It is at Miracle Healing Revival Center, Miracle Healing Deliverance Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue. Praise God. With Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's been something every night. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And tonight is the final night. Praise God. It's going to be something in the place. You don't want to miss this tonight. You don't want to miss this clarion call revival on tonight. All sidewalks, all curves. Come on. Lead to what? 1500 Florida Avenue, right there in Melbourne, Florida, Palm Bay. Come on out. Come over cross. Come through. Amen. And watch God do exactly what he say he's going to do. I'm looking to see you tonight. I'm looking to see you tonight. Come on. Praise God. Bring something raggedy. Bring something raggedy. Oh, my God. It's going to be something in the place. Come on. If your life is raggedy and torn, don't worry about trying to fix it. Come on in anyway. Come on, but bring something tangible that's raggedy. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord, let us that bring something that's going to be raggedy. And oh, my God, I'm telling you, God is going to show up. God is going to do what he says he's going to do in the midst of whatever is trying to appear to be raggedy. God is going to straighten things out because he is that kind of God. He is that kind of God that can and will. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're so excited about what God is doing. We're so excited about the move of God. Amen. In our lives now. Praise God. We can't back up. Come on. We can't look crazy now. We can't give up now because God is doing too much. Hallelujah. God has done a whole lot. Praise God. You can't put your hand to the plow and look back. He said, you're not fit for the kingdom. Come on. Oh, praise our God. I'm telling you, he prayed for us before this thing that can't even try to break us. He prayed for us. Praise God. I want you to know God can do it. Praise his holy name. We want to deal with the subject of praise. And we do pray and we do give our condolence. Amen. To all the bereaved families, those that are going through and those that have already gone through it. Amen. We do continue and praying for you and give you our condolence. We continue lifting you up before the throne of God. We continue to lift you up. Praise our God, because guess what? God is the only one that can see you through. Good morning to all of you that is coming on. Those of you that will be coming on, we want to say good morning. Good morning to you. Again, you don't want to miss this revival tonight. It's going to be at Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. Hallelujah. 1500 Florida Avenue, right there in the beautiful city of Melbourne and Palm Bay. Hallelujah. I want to see you there tonight because God is going to pour out. God is going to continue to pour out. God is going to continue to reign, heal, deliver, and set free. Come on. God is going to continue to save tonight. I want you to be there. Those of you that have been there every night, Monday night, all the way up to Thursday night, you know and you've seen God move. Amen. You felt the presence of God. Hallelujah. It's important that we come together. It's important that when we come together, amen, things happen. When the believers come together, amen, and we shall see the outpouring and feel the outpouring of his spirit. Amen. We're going to know that God is going to do it without a shadow of a doubt. Trust him. Believe. Amen. Because he can and he will do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise God. Don't be weary in well doing, for in due season you shall do what? Reap if you faint not. Hold on. Hold on. Because he that will come shall come. And he's going to come in a hurry. Hallelujah. It's going to spring forth. Everything is going to spring forth. Hallelujah. Those that you see, you won't see them no more. Hallelujah. So don't worry about it. God got you. God got you. So what I want you to do is continue to do what? Lift him up. Continue to praise him. Continue to give him glory. And continue to give him honor for what he is and what he's going to do in your life. Praise ye the Lord. Be not weary again in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Come on, tell your neighbor. See, I'm thinking back at the church. It's nobody in here but me in the studio live. You got to tell. You got to tell that friend. You got to tell somebody. I'ma hold on to the horns of the altar, because I know if I hold on to the horns of the altar, I'm safe. at the altar. If I hold on to the horns of the altar, I know I can make it through this situation, this storm, because God will never leave me nor forsake me. You got to hold on. Hold your head up high. Continue to give God praise. Continue to give God the glory. Continue to give God the honor. I want to invite you out again tonight. Come be with us, my brother. Come be with us, my sister. Come be with us, my mother. Oh, deacons, come on. Come on, deaconess, come on. Come be with us, come on. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, community. Come on, community. Come on and be with us tonight. Again, the address is 1500 Florida Avenue. Come on here, West. And I want to see you in the place. Be there with us. That's, again, Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood is the pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to see you there. Come on. This is what God is going to do. This is what God is going to do. If you believe it, come on. If you come expecting, God can do this. Praise God. You come in with a praise. God can do this. Hallelujah. You come in expecting God to do something. I'm expecting God to do exactly what he say he's going to do. I'm expecting the latter rain. I'm expecting the former rain. I'm expecting all that he has for me in the midst of it to come together. And it's going to be an explosion in the Holy Ghost. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, this is what we've been talking about. We talked about it a whole lot because this is what we do when we're going through some situations. This is what we do. We give him praise. We give him thanks. Come on here, because we know, hallelujah, and we know that all things do what? Work together for the good of them that what? Love the Lord, excuse me, and are called according to his purpose. It's working together for my good. So, therefore, I got to give him praise. I can't get in a situation, be stuck in a situation and let the situation overtake me. What do? I let my praises overtake. I let my praises come out of me. I let the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I just wanted to talk about praise today because praise is coming for the upright. Praise is coming for us. Praise for the saints of God. This is what we do. When you're in the midst of a storm, you got to give him praise. You got to give him thanks. Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord lives in praises. Hallelujah. The Lord lives in praises. He inhabit the praises of his people. Come on, somebody. He inhabit the praises of his people. Our trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know he's going to come through. Come on. I know he's going to bring me out. So this is why I owe God a praise. You owe God a praise. Praise God. For the book of Psalms 147 says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, his praises is unto our God. His praises is unto our God. Come on, that's why we got to give it unto him. It don't belong to nobody else. The praises don't belong to nobody else. He is still God. He take pleasure. Hallelujah. For it is pleasure unto our God for praises. Hallelujah. For praises is coming for us. Come on. It's coming for us. When we going through circumstances and situation, we don't allow the enemy to overrule and take our praise. We don't allow the enemy, come on here, to bring us into a solid place where we can't praise God. Praise God, because we give praise to him. It says, oh, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto our God. Come on, come on, sing praises unto our God. You got to sing praises unto him. Hallelujah, for thou art, the praise is coming. Hallelujah, it's right there. When you're in the midst of something, don't give him nothing else but give him praise. You say, I'm in a rock. I'm between a rock and a hard place. I'm between the wall. I don't know what to do. Give him praise. Come on. Give him praise, God, because I magnify you. I glorify you. Because guess what? In the midst of us praising God, he's going to turn it around. In the midst of us praising God, he is going to hasten to his word to perform it. Praise God. Because he cannot stand praises. He cannot stand us to praise him. Your praises bring you closer. Your praises bring the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know, hallelujah, nobody can tell you when you're in the midst of a circumstances and you're in the midst of a problem. Nobody can tell you. Nobody cannot tell you that God ain't going to bring you out, because you know what praises can do. Praises move God. Praises move God. Complaining don't move God. Walking in fear don't move God. Praises move God. Praise is move God. Hallelujah. Praises bring him closer. Praises bring him out. Praises our God. You know, it's jump there to the seventh verse. Jump to that seventh verse. It says, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the top of unto our God. You got to sing praises. You got to sing praises. And it's going to overtake. You got to sing praises. Good morning, Mother Charlie. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. You got to sing praises unto the Lord. For God inherit the praises of his people. Oh, my God. I'm talking about praises this morning. When you into a place and it seems like you can't give up. You can't get up. When you into a place and it seems like it's about to overtake you, just start singing praises. Just start giving him thanks. Just start giving him thanks. Again, that verse 7 says, sing praises. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the unto our God. He reigns. He rules. Our God who covers the heavens, who clothed with the cloud. Hallelujah. Who reigns the rain with the earth, who maketh the grass. Come on here to grow. Oh, my God. In the mountains. Come on, our God. He says here, hey, glory to God. I'm so excited about it. He says, he giveth to the east his food. Hallelujah. And to the young, he watch and he close. Give praise, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Give praise, give thanks unto the Lord, for he can move and he will move when you give praises to God. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord take pleasure. Come on. The 11th verse. The Lord take pleasure in them. Hallelujah. That fears him. Hallelujah. Those who that fear him in his hope. Hallelujah. In his mercy. Come on. That 12th verse says, hallelujah. See, he says right here again, praise the Lord, O ye Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, O ye Zion. Come on. You got to praise him. You got to praise him no matter what it seems like. You got to praise him. You got to give him glory. You got to give him honor. I just give him praise no matter where you're at right now in your life. Just give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Sing praises unto him. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Your praise is going to bring you through. Your praise is going to bring you out. Come on. Your praise is, come on here. Hallelujah. Going to triumph over the enemy. Hallelujah. With the sound of praise. Come on. We got to give him praise. We got to give him thanks. Come on. Again, that verse, that first verse open up right there in Psalms 147. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises. It is good to sing praises unto the Lord. Don't sing fear. Don't sing doubt, but sing praises. Oh, my God. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I magnify you. Oh, how great thou art. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My soul does take pleasure. My soul does take delight in singing praises and giving you praises and giving you honor. Praise God. We spend more time, hallelujah, complaining. We spend more time, hallelujah, trying to figure out things. We are created to give God praise. We were never created to try to figure things out. We were never created, come on here, to try to work things out. We were created to give God praise. Come on, this is what we do. Hallelujah. This is what we do. We refuse to walk into an area of complaining. This is what we do. We refuse to walk into an area of fear, a doubt, or unbelief. But we walk in praises. We live in praises. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. Let your praise overtake that circumstance. Let your praise overtake that situation. And when you begin to praise him, and when you begin to magnify him, and when you begin to exalt him, praise God, it moves. Praise move God. Praise shake that very thing. Hallelujah. It forms that very thing that's trying to form up against you to try to bring something else. But when you start singing praises unto God, when you start giving him what's due to him in praise, hallelujah, and worship, when you start giving him, hallelujah, I'm reminded, come on, hallelujah, I'm reminded of what the scripture said. Praise our God. Hallelujah. When Job was going through, hallelujah, Job did this. The Bible said that Job went through. The Bible says that Job shaved his head, went down, bowed his face to the ground, and he went down in sackcloth and ashes, excuse me, and he began to do what? Worship God. Oh, hallelujah. When you're going through some circumstances, begin to give God praise. Huh? Hallelujah. Just don't wait till you get ready to go through the circumstances, what I'm saying. Give him praise at all times. Huh? Build yourself up with a praise. Come on here, because it's a good thing to sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. David said it in the book of Psalms. David is saying about praises. This is what praises do. He moves God. It moves God. He take pleasure in your praise. He take delight in your praise. Come on, I'll bless him at all times. And his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on, because why? It is coming for the upright. It is coming for the upright. Most of the psalms that we sing, hallelujah, it opens up with praise. Psalms 148, it says right here, again, like I said, it was one, Psalms 147. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This is why we got to praise him, because he's worthy of a praise. This is why we got to sing praises unto him, because he is who he say he is. How great is thy name? How marvelous, how wonderful is our God? Come on, you got to give him praise. You got to give it to him. You owe God that. Give it to him. Hallelujah. There is none like him. There is none like him. David went on to say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, hallelujah, where would I be? Praise God. Hallelujah. When my enemies came on to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. That's why we got to give him God praise. When our back was up against the wall, come on, and we didn't know how we was coming out. We didn't know and we didn't understand, hallelujah, what was going to take place. But oh, when we begin to give God praise, when we begin to give him glory and honor, he pulled us from the wall and he put us into a place of peace. You got to give him praise. You got to give him honor. You can't do nothing but give him praise. Come on here. When the doctor said he can't do you no good, when the medicine ain't doing you no good, and God steps in and he heals you. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to give him praise. Come on. You got to give him honor. Hallelujah. When your friends walk away and turn their back on you, and hallelujah, he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You got to give him praise. You got to give him honor. Take time out to give God some praise this morning. Take time out this evening to give God some praise. Come on, hallelujah. When we gather together, we don't come together for just the lagagag around. We don't come together, hallelujah, just to come together, but we come together to give God praise. We come together to magnify his name. We come together to exalt him and lift him up. Praise our God through praise. Praises move God. Praises bring things in. Praise, I can't sit right enough, because we're talking about praise today. Praise God. And we can't be slow about our praise. Come on. We can't be casual about our praise. Huh? We got to be excited about our praise. Come on here. Why? Because we are worshiping up the true and the living God. Praise his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise will cause that thing to overturn. Praise will cause that thing to walk and be smooth while we're going through, when the enemy wants to take you out. We have no time to back up now. We got to come with force, full force praise. Come on, we got to get up with full force praise. We got to walk out through the day with full force praise. I will, that's the thing, I will bless the Lord. I will give him praise. You will give him praise, not complain, but I give you praise, God. I give you honor, God. I give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It's a good thing to give praises. It's a good thing to sing praises unto the Lord. Praise our God. Don't you know, when you're going through and you begin to give God praise, that burden that's trying to overtake you, that burden that's trying to destroy you, it lift praises, lift the burden, hallelujah, with the anointing, hallelujah, praises, hallelujah, bring that thing to peace when you begin to praise God. I need some witnesses out there today. Ah, come on here. When you praise God, hallelujah, it shifts, hallelujah. Your praises shift the foundation of that thing. Praise our God, and it bring peace in the midst of it. This is what we're talking about. It's a good thing to sing praises unto God. It's a good thing to give him glory. Hallelujah. Wake up early in the morning and give him praise. Lord, I thank you. Wake up. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you. Come on, throughout the day when you're on taking care of business. Oh, how great, how marvelous is thy name in all the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, the more you start praising him, the better you feel. I guarantee the more you start praising him, you'll forget about that circumstances being the way it is, and you will see it another way. Praises move you. Praise move God. It moves God to another place in your life when you sing praises unto God. Yes, it's good to give praises. It's good to give praises unto the Lord, because praises move God. Complaining don't move God. Fear don't move God. But praises move God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, O ye Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, O ye Zion. Come on, hallelujah. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. Hallelujah. For he has, come on here, did this. He will do this. He will bring you out. Come on. When you give him praises, when you give him glory, hallelujah. Praises bring you to a peaceful place in God. Praise bring you into a place where you can trust God in the midst of it all. And I know he will. And I know he can. Why? Because I'm praising him. I'm giving him glory. I'm giving him honor. Come on. Hallelujah to God. He will do it. Do I have any witnesses out there today? Come on. Do I have any believers out there today? Do I have anyone that know when you praise God? Hallelujah. It brings you to a place of peace in God. You can't praise God and it don't bring you to a place of peace. Come on. You can't praise God and it don't bring you to a place of joy. Come on. Hallelujah. When you praise God, that burden has to lift. When you praise God, that yoke has to be destroyed because of the anointing of the praise that's in you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You can walk through it. You can walk through it and you can walk out of it. Why? With praises. Praises deliver you. Praises bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. The more you praise him, the more he'll do for you. I remember when I was coming through and we was back in our days, we tarried, come on, we tarried, we wait at the altar, and we called on Jesus. I remember they told me the more you call him, the more you praise him, the more he'll do for you. Oh, hallelujah. And we begin to call on Jesus, and we begin to thank him. We begin to give him praise. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And things begin to happen when I start giving him praise. Come on, things begin to open up when I start giving him praise and thanking him. Thank you for saving me. I thank you for giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank you. When you begin to thank God and give him praise, you don't got into a place. You open up now for whatever God wants to do when you start giving him praise. Come on. Hallelujah. It's something about praises. Come on. It's something about praises. Come on. David danced. David danced before God. David praised God till he danced out his clothes. You got to give God praise until you give him praise out of yourself, out of your emotions. Come on. Give him praise. Come on here. Out of your flesh. Come on here. Hallelujah. Praises is strong. Praise is powerful. Your praise is powerful. Come on. Your praise. Your praise. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on here. And my soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and be glad. Look what praises has done. Look what praises, have brought me through. Look what praises have brought me out of. Praises is your weapon. Praise is your weapon today. Come on. Praise is your weapon today against that thing that's trying to suppress you, to try to overtake you. Praise is your weapon today. Praise your way out of it. Praise God. You got something to bail you out of that. Praise. Start praising God. The more you praise him, the better you feel. I guarantee you, try it right now. Start praising him. Come on. For these couple more minutes, couple more seconds that I got on, start praising God. And I'm telling you, you'll be lifted up before you know it. Come on. Hallelujah. Your praise is so powerful, it'll reach down beyond all that fear, all that doubt, and bring you to a place of peace when you praise him. That's why he said, let everything that have breath. Somebody need to type on there. You finish it. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath do what? Praise the Lord. Come on. You got to praise him. Don't complain. Don't fret. Come on, but praise him. Don't give up. Don't give out, but praise him. Don't go AWOL, but praise him. Praise.